molecular sieving operation. A surface complex forms in a mineral surface when we react a particular molecule with the external atoms of the surface. So in this case here we're looking at our goethite, which is our oxyhydroxide, and you can see that the characteristics of the external site in this case is that we've got a Lewis acid site there. Now anybody remember what the definition of a Lewis acid was? Yeah. Okay, so it's electron deficient. So that's what's going on here. We've actually got an electron deficient site, which means that this particular mineral then is able to generate some H plus in solution. Now, if something comes in then and binds to our surface and it's a weak physical interaction, we call that cisabsorption. In terms of the change in energy that's involved, it's 10 kilocalories per mole or less, which is a small amount. In contrast, the chemisorption process is when the incoming complex covalently bonds or ionically bonds to the surface. So in this case here, looking again at our goethite, we've now got the interaction of hydrogen monophosphate to the surface, but that interaction is phosphorus, oxygen, and now back to our iron. So this is now a covalent linkage between the iron and the oxygen holding the phosphate onto the surface. So the characteristic then of our phosphates in the soils is these things bind strongly to the soils by covalent bonding. They don't come off. And that's why if you want to get your total phosphorus analysis, you actually have to not only use the oxidative digest that we did, but you've got to use pressure as well, because you've actually got to rip apart a covalent bond to do the job. Now, the reason why we have to do that in the chemical sense is that we need to mimic the available phosphorus in a creek, for instance, and if you're focusing only on the soluble component that's floating around, you'll typically get it all wrong, because there's such a lot of these inorganic clay particles floating around, and if quite a lot of these have got phosphorus bound to them, the bugs will go in there and quite happily come up with an enzyme system that breaks down that covalent bond, and they get the phosphorus that they're after. So you've got to mimic that action. So that's why we do the autoclave oxidative digest for the total phosphorus analysis. Now these sort of bonds then, greater than 20 kilocalories per mole, that's a strong form of bonding. In a practical sense, if you want to test if something's fissorbed or chemisorbed, you can wash your material with a strong solvent that's likely to dissolve the particular complex that you've put onto the surface. If it comes off with a strong solvent, then it's fissorption. If it doesn't wash off with a strong solvent, then it'll be chemisorption.